Okay, hello everybody. Bless you. What I have to share tonight is very funny. I just realized it a while ago, and it's got to do with God's sufficiency and more than material sufficiency, spiritual sufficiency. No, but let's start on the material part. I was sharing with you that the other day that rained a lot, and we had some water on the house, and then I realized that I had made a wooden house for the cats on the backyard, but that they don't use it no longer. And I said to Anne, Hannah, we better dismount this because there's a lot of dirt behind it and it's not safe when it rains a lot. So last weekend I was dismounting everything and taking care, because I like to use old wood, used wood. That house, I made it with wood I picked up on the beach when I went to speak in tongues when the first years we came here, which is funny because before we came here, I once went with David to see some believer that was living by the seaside, and we went to the beach to speak in tongues before we went to see that believer, and I realized there was a lot of wood on the beaches, you know, the sea brings a lot of pieces of wood, and I remember saying, well, if I was living near here, I would take all this wood and do something with it. Then later, God put me in a place where I could do that, actually. So it's how God works, you know. Even the place here, when a long time ago, Anna was in a woman's class, and I take a tour around the country that weekend, and I pass on this beach here, and it was a rainy day on the summer, very rare. And I remember saying to God, this is a place where I could live in. So now we're living there. So this is just to say, sometimes God hears our heart's desires and give it to us. But what happened is that with these things we brought from Anna's mother's house, we had to put a lot of stuff from the house that belongs to the landlord, furniture and other stuff, on the attic. And the stairs for the attic, they are not finished. When they did the house, the attic has no ceiling, it's just concrete, you know, and the stairs are a mess, you know, just the first three steps are flat. The other steps are on, you know, bricks that are not finished. And I know that because I carried a lot of stuff there, and the last steps I have to walk by side. I couldn't walk in front or back. My feet wouldn't have place to put on the step.
The big feet.
Yeah. So I dismount this cat's house that is made of wood, and I decided, and every morning when I wake up, I ask God what to do. So Monday, I decided to do steps on wood for the attic. And I start doing it. But, you know, if I went by my five senses, I wouldn't have done it because the wood was not long enough. The pieces of wood I had, only two at the right size for a step. But then I didn't stop that because I believe God was showing me to do that. So what I actually did was like a patchwork on wood. I put pieces of wood together to make a board long enough to make the step. And God showed me how to do it. And I spent all day doing it. So when Hannah arrived home, the stairs were done. And it's funny because it's like, for me, it's like, you know, construction stuff, challenge, almost like a sculpture, if you want to. In the front, you don't see it, but on the back, it's pieces of wood, nailed to pieces of wood. But it works and it's safe. And that made me realize that we have all sufficiency, all we need. And the thing is, even if I had money or I wanted to go buy new wood, right wood for it, I couldn't because I'm confined. I had the time to do the job, but I couldn't go out and bring materials in. I spent all the nails and all the screws I had to do that because I couldn't go get more material. I'm stuck home, but I had the time. And God provide. God provide everything I needed. The stairs are done, and I use all the stuff I had available. And even I didn't realize, if I start, you know, making a plan before and try to see, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't see how to do it. It's when I start doing it step by step, literally step by step, that I realized I could do it. Because when I was in the middle, I realized it was God working in me and showing me how to do it. For myself, for my mind, I wouldn't do it. It was crazy. It's no way. The pieces of wood was too small, you know. But God showed me. And that realized me, that make me realize that even more than that, spiritually, we have all we need. We just have to start going on. Trust God. Let Him show Him. Going step by step. Literally, step by step with God. We have everything that we need spiritual to do whatever God calls us to do or put us to do. Don't ask Him. Don't try to see how He's going to hand. We don't have to see how He's going to hand. We just have to walk step by step. And He will show us step by step how to build up that walk by the Spirit. Because He already gave us all we need. We have it. We just don't realize how it works. And you will never realize unless we start walking, putting to work, going on. And don't be concerned how you're going to do it. He will tell you. You will know. Just start walking. That's God's sufficiency for me, guys. God bless you.